things were taken care of.
What sort of city government do you remember in Cove when you were there?
I don't know. I don't remember any of it.
Nothing?
Nothing about it, because I wasn't interested in that. Mm-hmm. It was such a small place. Mm-hmm. Where I think most people were kind of looking after everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was okay. Mm-hmm. No squabbles or anything.
And after all, you were supposed to be retired then, so you didn't take too much interest in government. The house that you lived in, that was a pretty old one.
Yes, it was built in 1890.
And you said
how old it is now.
Well, that makes it about 110 years old, 111, yeah. Doesn't it?
And Harold Blank lived in that mm-hmm. house when he mm-hmm. was young.
Do you remember how that looked on the inside?
Oh, yes, it looked okay.
Well, how many rooms?
Well, a big living room and dining room connected together. And then on to one side was another room. It was very, kind of, not very wide. And
what did you use that one for?
I had, it wasn't big enough for your bedroom, really. And so I bought this. This was new. I bought this sofa here, mm-hmm. had in there, so if I have the company,
I see.
I had to use this for uh-huh. this is the bed.
Uh-huh.
Opens up into a bed.
Yeah.
And
then you had an upstairs?
Yes.
Two bedrooms?
Most of my bedroom was a real large room. Mm-hmm. And I had quite a bit of furniture in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other bedroom up there was not quite so big, but uh-huh. just a more of a normal bedroom.
Uh-huh. Now, it
had a bathroom upstairs, too.
Do you think the bathrooms were added later?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, in 1890, do you think they would have had bathrooms?
They were probably later than that.
They probably had an outhouse first, don't you think?
Yes, I imagine so. Everybody had an outhouse.
Yes, yes. Some of the houses that you lived in had outhouses?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of them?
Well, I thought, well, I'll tell you now, if you had an outhouse and everything, and you had a fancy little dog, and the dog needs a lot of attention, don't take it to the outhouse, because my brother had took this pet of his when walking with him to the outhouse, and woof, 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 wouldn't enter his attention. So all of a sudden, just jumped up on the seat. And didn't hit the right place. Went down in the hole. And one had to clean it out.
Oh!
So be careful of outhouses.
Oh, yes. Of course, most people thought that was normal to have an outhouse, didn't they? So they probably didn't complain a lot about it.
I know it. Oh, no.
But in the wintertime...
That was a normal thing.
Yeah. In the wintertime, it was pretty bad, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
You made your visits as short as possible.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why some people had bed pans.
Chamber pots.
Yes.
They were common, weren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are.
You had chamber pots?
Yes, well, everybody had them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was certainly better than going out in the cold.
Go out when it's icy and snowy and freezing.
And what kind of heating did this house have? Just fireplaces or stoves?
Stoves, wood heating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the time you moved in, it had electricity and other kinds of heating?
Well, are you talking about cold now?
Yeah.
Heating, yeah.
I'm just thinking about how it was to move into an 1890 house.
Gas, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
And had a good electric range.
You know, Eugene had an office out.
It's 2:15 now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Need to
Well, that stopped very soon, yes. Was your Cove house on the inside as comfortable as your Le Grand house had been?
Yes, because they made it that way. Mm-hmm. It was, the little two-story house.
Yeah.
And upstairs bedroom was a big bed, mm-hmm. big bedroom. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of furniture in it.
Furniture that you had brought with you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And did you do a lot of gardening?
Oh, yes, I garden. You know, I just love to go out and dig around and plant things. And
did you have vegetables and flowers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What kinds of vegetables did you especially like, or which vegetables did well there?
Oh, I like beans and peas and carrots and all.
Oh, the usual ones?
Yes, everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Radishes.
Now, I heard from Harold that some of the earliest people in Cove came even before 1862, were raising potatoes.
Yes, well, they could have been. Mm-hmm. And I raised potatoes, too.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Mm-hmm. It's so easy to stick a piece in the ground.
Sure, sure. Now, did you know anything about the people who lived at Nibley?
No.
Was it gone when you got there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They were Mormons. Mm-hmm.
What did you hear about Nibley?
Well, not much of anything except that they were, sugar beets.
They were trying to raise sugar beets.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't have any water to put on them, though. So they didn't do well.
Didn't last long.
No. Did what was the feeling about trying?
I have a bad rib here, so I have to pull this down here.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we should stop.